दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय शगुन चोपड़ा। लोकसभा यस्टरडे हेल्ड डिस्कशन ऑन इलेक्शन रिफॉर्म्स। Intervening in the discussion, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls were conducted several times during the Congress regime, but now the opposition is raising questions over the exercise. He lauded the country's voting structure, saying that everyone got equal voting rights since independence. He said the election process in the country was being carried out as per the principles laid down by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar.
25 नवंबर 1949 को उन्होंने एक वक्तव्य दिया हमारे संविधान सभा में। ऑन द 26 जनवरी 1950 वी आर गोइंग टू एंटर इनटू ए लाइफ ऑफ कंट्राडिक्शन इन पॉलिटिक्स वी विल हैव ए इक्वालिटी एंड इन सोशल एंड इकोनॉमिक लाइफ वी विल हैव ए इनइक्वालिटी इन पॉलिटिक्स वी विल बी रिकॉग्नाइजिंग द प्रिंसिपल ऑफ वन मैन वन वोट एंड वन वैल्यू। यही प्रिंसिपल है SIR का भी, यही हमारे इलेक्शन रिफॉर्म का आधार है। एक आदमी का एक ही वोट होना चाहिए, एक ही वैल्यू होनी चाहिए।
स्पीकिंग ऑन द इलेक्शन रिफॉर्म्स, लीडर ऑफ ऑपोजिशन इन द लोकसभा एंड कांग्रेस लीडर राहुल गांधी रेज द इशू ऑफ डुप्लीकेट वोटर्स इन द इलेक्टोरल रोल्स। मिस्टर गांधी सेड रिफॉर्म रिक्वायर्स मशीन रीडेबल वोटर लिस्ट फॉर ऑल पार्टीज अ मंथ बिफोर पोलिंग। सेवरल अदर मेंबर्स इंक्लूडिंग मनीष तिवारी ऑफ कांग्रेस, समाजवादी पार्टी लीडर अखिलेश यादव, श्रीकांत शिंदे ऑफ शिवसेना ऑल्सो टुक पार्ट इन द डिबेट। The winter session of the Odisha Legislative Assembly ended ahead of schedule yesterday, bringing an abrupt end to proceedings that were originally slated for 29 working days. The House functioned for only 11 days, with several sittings curtailed amid limited legislative business. The Odisha Assembly completed key financial responsibilities, most notably the passage of Additional Expenditure Appropriation Bill amounting to 17,440 crore rupees. With no further legislative agenda pending, Government Chief Whip Saroj Pradhan moved a proposal to adjourn the session indefinitely. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed Microsoft's largest ever investment in Asia and expressed optimism about India's leadership in artificial intelligence. Responding to a post on social media by Microsoft Chairman and CEO Satya Nadella, Mr. Modi said, "When it comes to AI, the world is optimistic about India." He added that he expressed happiness to see India being the place where Microsoft will make its largest ever investment. Meanwhile, Mr. Nadella thanked Mr. Modi for an inspiring discussion on India's AI opportunity. In a social media post, Mr. Nadella said, Microsoft is committing more than $17 billion to support India's ambitions. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal yesterday virtually commenced commercial operation date COD of third unit of 250 megawatt of the 1000 megawatt Tihri variable speed pumped storage plant at Tihri, Uttarakhand. This plant will be the largest PSP of its kind by a central public sector enterprise. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Lal said that this achievement marks India's first variable speed PSP or pumped storage plant and strengthens the clean energy transition of the country. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions in Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Madhya Maharashtra for today. Similar conditions will prevail over Marathwara, North Interior Karnataka, Odisha, Punjab, Telangana and West Madhya Pradesh. IMD has predicted thunderstorm accompanied by lightning and gusty winds in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 101 runs in the first game of the five-match T20 series at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack, Odisha. Chasing a target of 176, the visitors were bowled out for 74 runs, with Indian bowlers delivering a disciplined performance. Hardik Pandya was declared player of the match for his all-round performance. India's Ramesh Ravipragyanand has won the FIDE Circuit 2025, securing a place in the 2026 Candidates Tournament as the country's lone male qualifier. Pragyanand topped the circuit with 115.17 points. He is the seventh player to qualify for the eight-man candidates. And that is the end of this news bulletin.